Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Place you can go, it's funny all the time. Run by the guy, super nice. L.I.L. London Improv Live.
Good morrow to you fine folk out there. Hello and welcome to the Lil Show. Oh man, okay, we don't normally go straight to the guests, but God, okay, the whimpering and sniffling you're hearing is coming from our guests this week. Lou Spree are here for a third time. What's hey guys, Phil, Martin.
Yeah, what?
Guys, you know we don't normally introduce you until I get to the co-host at least.
Sorry, all right. Oh, sad. Having a hard time.
Oh, guys. Oh, man. Okay, we should get to this. Luke.
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, man. You're always a really good consolidator when I'm when I'm upset. I always come to you with my problems. Let's help do your
all
magic
right, boys,
here. Find out. What's
snap
happening.
Out of it.
Why did you do that?
Luke, no, that's not the technique I was talking
you
about.
Hit his head into my head.
No. Try the one where you try and make them feel better.
Oh, right. Here we go then. Zip.
No, Luke, no, not that one. No.
Yeah.
No,
I think that would work.
No.
I like that one.
It's not that kind of show. Okay, let me try this. Hey, Lou Spree.
Yeah.
Guys, you guys seem sad.
We are. Very... You're so perceptive.
Thanks.
I like that about you.
Okay, yeah, but this isn't about me, guys. I want to know what's wrong with you. Tell me everything. I'll help you. I'll be there for you.
We
are you worried about the election?
No.
The American election?
No.
Because this is being broadcast on the 4th of November and it has to be flagged because we don't know. By the time you're listening to this, if you're not listening to this live on K2K Radio, we could be in the time of the apocalypse.
They'll already be dead by then, July.
Okay, what's going on, Lou Spree?
We
spit it out!
We're not famous anymore!
What? What? When I last saw you, you were on the path to superstardom. You had everything going for you. You each had like 3 different girlfriends on the go at once.
It was a struggle.
That was quite bad of you. I was actually quite upset with you for treating women like that.
We didn't know about each other until now, Dalal. Thanks.
And you guys had a massive success in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And you were bringing in the cash. I saw the house you guys bought over in Finchley Park.
It was a nice house.
But what's happened? What's changed?
Okay. You know how last time we were here, we told you how we were going to go and do a gig in Scotland? Because they really like
Yeah, us. You were going to go to an island in Scotland. After after you got shunned by the people of Tajikistan.
Because of the flag thing.
You burnt the flag.
No.
Ate it.
We made sweet love to the flag.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
We thought they'd like it. Anyway.
And it was disrespectful. But then there was an island in Scotland, listeners will remember, that embraced you and invited you up there for some sort of ceremony they were doing.
Yeah. It was going to be underground. We thought it was going to be a good 2-month residency.
Yeah. I was really excited for you.
Me too, man.
What happened?
You remember also... We were here last time,
yeah.
And we could see auras
Yeah, you're... Because you've been gaining superpowers incrementally depending on how famous you've been getting.
Famous.
At first, you could smell music and it was often a foul smell.
It was horrible.
And then that evolved and now you could see people's auras, but specifically only if it revealed whether they'd just done a poop or not.
Yeah,
or
they if they really needed one. Yeah. But then, so when we were here, why are you laughing?
I'm crying for you guys. I'm feeling your pain.
When we were here and we were talking about the poo aura and we came up with the idea
of doing a show with the toilets on the stage and you could watch each other's auras changing.
Yeah.
That sounded great. That was there was nothing that could possibly go wrong.
Oh, it was the best idea perfect, that we ever had.
Perfect show.
Sounds shit to me.
Crack jokes.
It's not the time.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Jesus.
God, I prefer it.
Don't worry about Luke. Luke hasn't done a show with you guys yet. He's not familiar with your sensitivity.
Okay.
He was just joking, guys. Luke?
It was just a shitty joke.
No, stop it!
Sorry for the swearing, listener.
Anyway.
What happened, boys?
So
you went to do this show, which was had no chance of going wrong. It was the perfect show idea.
Yeah,
flawless.
We invested heavily in toilets.
Did you get the third toilet for the audience member?
We did, yeah. We got three toilets. We took them to Scotland, the island.
And then we made it so that in the cave where we did the show, that instead of seats, that all of the audience was sitting on toilets.
Wow.
A lot of money. We bought toilets. That was all our money.
Huge investment.
Well, that's an investment, though. Like, surely, what can go wrong, guys?
That's what we thought. But then,
yeah.
It's all right. You're in a safe place, Martin. Okay, come on.
Okay. I don't know why, but they didn't like it.
It's almost like they didn't get it.
Like for some reason, two people doing poos and staring into each other's eyes wasn't funny to them.
What? You're saying the audience didn't enjoy
the
show of Loose Bree doing live pooping on stage and analysing each other's auras?
Yeah. Even we got the audience member up, like we said we were going to do, and they refused to do poo.
They wouldn't even take their pants down and sit on the toilet.
But comedy audiences are suckers. They'll do anything you tell them.
But not poo, apparently.
Oh, sugar.
Yeah.
But surely that's just one bad show. The next day you probably did a lot better. And
well, you remember how the guy who invited us was wearing a ram skull?
Yes, it was like an interesting, unique culture, religion out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, Satanists.
That's right, yes.
And then, so, they were so angry that the man with the skull, he put a curse on us.
He cursed us.
No.
Yeah!
That's just what you need. But surely you don't believe in curses. Surely it didn't work. You guys... Well, what?
Well,
don't just interrupt me and then cry. No, guys. Well, what?
He's being mean. Why is he being mean? He's being
mean.
No, guys, I'm trying to help you here. Come on.
Okay. So, we didn't believe in curses because we're rational people to now, obviously. But our brilliant show idea, we've been touring it around London and it hasn't worked anywhere.
Oh. We're banned from everywhere. All of them.
No.
Everywhere.
They let each other know and now we can't.
And that's why you're not famous anymore.
So we're not famous anymore.
You can't perform.
No.
Oh, crap.
And we lost all our powers.
What? That too?
All our powers.
So you don't even retain the fame you had before?
No.
Oh, guys. Oh, my God. This really blows.
It gets worse.
How can it possibly get worse? Come on. You're pulling my leg here.
Because of the auras. We used to see each other's auras and our own auras to know when we needed to poo.
Yeah.
And so we came to rely on the auras. You didn't need to feel it. You could just be like,
oh, I'm turning brown. I better go to the toilet.
Oh, you became so reliant on reading whether you needed to poop from the auras that you stopped actually feeling the sensation.
Yeah.
And you actually just read it in the auras.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see where this is going. You ended up having to train yourself and getting used to pooping normally and absolutely having control over it. What?
We still don't know.
I don't understand how we did it before and now it's...
Oh, what's that smell?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Buddy.
No,
yeah.
No, get it.
Have you got a bag?
No, I don't.
Get it.
Can we just deal with... Oh, you've got
a bag. Oh, we got a bag.
Yeah, okay. Don't have to rustle it by the mic. Just pick up the poop.
I'm rustling it by the mic. I'm trying to get all the poop.
Oh, that's so gross. Oh, man.
Is there a bin?
Yeah. Luke, hold the bin out. The bin out from under the desk. There it is, guys.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, man.
Sorry.
So you've just become two pooping, famous, jobless, do nothingers. Whingers and criers.
Why are you saying that?
Because crying like that, okay?
Yeah.
Never solved your problems, okay?
Okay.
You have to help. You have to look in each other's souls and eyes and find help within your partnership. Support each other.
We do.
Okay? You can't read the auras anymore, but perhaps you could find a new way of helping each other know when it's time to go number two.
We've tried. We do try.
Like, you know your bumhole.
Yeah.
Sphincter.
Yeah, the sphincter.
We've been watching.
Your own or each other's?
Each other's.
Okay.
Obviously, you can't want your own.
Unless you're like Superman.
That must have caused some messy
or
accidents.
Unless you've had your ribs removed like Prince.
Or Marilyn Manson. So, you know your little tight... Bumhole, yeah. Smooth.
How do you know it's time?
White. I've seen your doctor's reports. You know when you get that little feeling, yeah? So you know you have an outside of your bumhole and then there's an inside bit.
Yeah.
Okay, you know on the inside,
yeah.
When you start to feel like pressure.
Oh, wait.
No, you've just gone fit off. No, you don't feel it with your finger. No, pull your finger out, Phil. No. You don't feel it with your finger, you just feel it. No.
Okay.
When you feel that pressure build up
on
the inside of your rectum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That normally indicates it's time to go poopies.
Okay.
Tune in next week for another exciting edition of When to Poo.
This is what this show's become. Luke, you haven't been here for a while.
No.
This is what the show's come to.
Yeah.
See what happens?
Yeah.
Stop being ill.
God damn it, better. Luke.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, guys, don't you have a go at Luke.
Although, to be fair, we did some good work there when you convinced those guys to get all those toilets in their show, and then we invested money in Armitage Shanks. And,
yeah.
We made a healthy profit on the share increase.
What? Luke, why did you say that? These are the guys whose toilets we invested in.
Yeah.
You weren't going to reveal that in front of them.
Yeah, that sounds like a major slip up, Luke.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
So angry.
Luke.
But how else would the listeners have known?
You weren't. Should have said he hasn't met you guys before. He doesn't know it was you. When we heard about your tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Lil Show put stock in Armitage Shanks.
Wow.
And Jeez. Ideal Standard, just in case.
Yeah.
And
I mean, those were the only two brands that we were considering.
We made a good, like, 35 grand off of that.
How much did you invest,
We
guys?
Each put a tenner in. But, you know.
We did buy a lot of toilets.
To be fair, a lot of toilets.
Thousands. We were expecting, you know, an arena full.
Yeah, and we actually got them to invest in, like, a research and development program for glass toilets. And that was very expensive.
Yeah, and that's the toilets they're sending to Mars. That's where we got most of the money from.
In space... So no one can see you poo.
Until now.
Until now, with the new glass space toilets.
Oh, do you know what, guys? I do feel a bit better.
Well, I think...
I don't know. I think it's because...
Because you're happy for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm for a different reason, because I think I found our new path back to fame.
Pooing in space.
Pooing in space.
Pooing in space.
We could be the first men to poo in glass toilets in space on camera.
That has never happened before. Has it?
Has it?
Guys, take a lesson from your last experience. I think pooping and entertainment aren't necessarily, unless you're like Jackass or Dirty Sanchez, they're not necessarily a lucrative field to invest all your time in.
Why
I think the lesson to be learnt here
is believe in yourself.
Like, we were humouring you.
Thank you, Talal. Thank you.
We were, like, humouring you guys because we wanted to encourage you, and, like, you're so experimental and abstract with your comic stylings that we thought you'd pull it off.
Yeah.
You know? We're like, go for it. Go up to Scotland, show them the poop you got.
Yeah.
But clearly it didn't pay off, guys. So,
Right.
Right.
So what you're saying is we should just, like, pack it in and just end it now. Is that what you're saying?
No.
No, he's saying you have to believe, like I said before, believe in yourself, I think, is the takeaway message. Believe that you can do it.
Yeah.
Poo it.
Yeah, that's what.
Poo until it. It's true.
Just poo it.
It.
Just poo it.
Just poo it.
Just poo it. Wow, you're a poo it and you don't...
Sorry, hello, is
and
that...
I never
is
knew
that,
it.
Hello, is that Nike? Nike, I've got a hell of an idea.
it's pronounced Nike, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm off to a bad start here, but listen, you're going to love this.
Okay.
Okay, I've got the brand new thing for you.
Okay.
Okay, you know your slogan, just do it?
Oh, yes, that's worked very well for over 40 years. We've had that slogan, and it's made us a multi-billion dollar corporation. And in fact, it's been esteemed and marked as one of the top advertising slogans in corporate history, and we're very proud of it. I think it's something we'll never shed.
Ah. I'm going to be honest, sir. I think I may have just lost all confidence in what I was about to tell you.
That's sad to hear.
Good luck in the future.
Oh, okay. Well, what was it anyway? Go ahead.
Okay.
We're always open to ideas.
So you know Just Do It?
Yeah, sure. Like I just said, it's the most successful advertising slogan in advertising history.
Yeah. So, yeah. But okay.
Okay.
Think outside the box for a second.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's the box.
I'm outside.
Just Do It.
No, I'm outside of this place.
Outside the box. Uh-huh. Outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Just poo it.
Oh my God. Okay, let's get head of advertising agency down here and head of standards. We're going with this, boys. Listen, we have a revelation. Thank you for your wise words. Thank you. See you later. Click. Oh, Phil, how was that phone call? How did that go?
Mate, you're not going to believe this.
What?
They bought it.
What do you mean?
They bought Just Poo It.
Oh, wait a second. Guys, I've just got a notification from YouTube. Oh, there's a new Nike advert up. Oh, do you mind if I just quickly just have a look at this?
Yeah,
advert?
Absolutely.
Sure. I'm just going to press play here.
I'm a sporty guy.
I'm a cool guy.
I'm a housewife.
I'm a house husband.
We're triplets.
I'm an astronaut. But what have we all got in common? Nike, just poo it.
Oh, wow, Phil!
That's a great ad.
That's great.
You did sign the contracts.
Oh, look at that! Oh, look at that, Luke. Nike stocks are up 50%. That's amazing.
And you definitely there was definitely a written.
Oh, Luke,
he said he'd be cool about it.
Luke, check this news headline out.
Oh.
Wow. Nike buys out McDonald's, Coke, and John Lewis.
It's a strange direction for a sports brand, to be fair.
Unexpected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But if you've got the money,
yeah,
why not spend it? Why not spend it on John Lewis?
Oh, Nike launching space shuttles.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're going to Mars.
Space Poo 2000.
They pushed forward Mars trip to 2017. Oh, they're going next year. Oh, they're taking glass toilets.
Unbelievable.
Put £3.4 billion into glass toilet. Oh, I better check our stocks, Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I better check the stocks. Holy shit. Quite literally. We've just become millionaires, Luke. Up top, bro. Yes.
So
oh my God, forget this bullshit. What are we doing this podcast for anymore? We're millionaires. I'm going to go buy ITV.
That's where the money is.
Yeah, that's ITV.
Oh, sorry, guys. Loose Breeze, sorry. completely gone off topic of your problems. Let's get back to you guys. Wait, real quick. Dr. Listeny, hi. We're listening to The Lil Show. I'm Talal Karkouti. I've yet to introduce myself. That's my name. And this is a comedy podcast, but it's getting quite serious today. So, Loose Breeze, look, so it seems like you're down and out at the moment. Okay. You've hit rock bottom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what that means. You can only go up
if you believe in yourself.
Can only go up from
self belief.
Yes,
we can go to the moon.
We can go to the moon. That's what it means.
Of course, yeah.
May we're going to the moon?
Oh my god!
But it also means just when like you've hit the bottom
on the moon, baby.
There's only up from there.
Yeah,
and you know what? I think will help you feel a lot better about your sad times right now.
Going to the moon.
Something we're going to do right here, right now.
Oh, right.
We're going to sing a blues.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
About your tragic situation.
Uh-huh.
Good. How does that sound?
Bloody delightful.
Yeah? Luke, you up for it?
Yeah.
Cool. Luke's on the uke. I've got a harmonica, and I'll slip in a little slide whistle solo in the middle.
Where are you going to slip it?
Oh, you ain't gonna find out. Maybe later on. And then you can see and then I'll just sit and wait. And then you never know. You know, good things come to those who slide whistle.
Do you think Talal's okay? Sorry, just come over here a second.
Maybe you can just see. He's talking directly into the wall.
He's literally turned and faced the wall. And he's just muttering at the wall.
Where's he gonna put it? I never know.
Maybe is he doing a poo?
Is it white?
It's just almost.
He's just squatting. He's squatting. He's definitely squatting. His trousers are definitely down.
And you just keep on looking. You never know where it'll show up.
Oh, he's actually got a potty. He's got a
potty out somewhere. Can you tell what it is yet?
Oh, no. Don't smear it. No.
There it is. Bouncing around.
Oh, and now he's got the slide whistle.
Bush,
Oh, where's he putting that slide whistle?
Did you know that thing?
Oh, it was inevitable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was inevitable.
Yeah.
And that's where the slide whistle goes, in the kangaroo's pouch. So we're going to sing a blues. This is the live shit blues.
I mean, like, can we deal with the elephant in the room first? Your trousers are down.
Yeah.
There's a potty full of...
I'm just trying to make you guys feel comfortable.
Oh, it's totally worked. Yeah, I just wanted to acknowledge
that. I feel a lot better about it.
The elephant in the room was us not saying thank you.
There we go.
Thank you.
It's made me feel so much better about the fact that, like, Phil's poo is kind of encroaching upon my leg at the moment.
I thought you cleaned that up. Oh, there's some that's too runny to clean.
It is wet. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Okay, look.
Very poor diet.
I just want to say, from now, let's not talk about... except for this blues.
Apart from the song.
I don't want to talk about poop for the whole 2 hours of this show, okay?
Let's put it to Dr. Listeny. Dr. Listeny, would you like 2 hours of poop?
Yeah.
Text your tweet. Okay, don't.
It's pretty, that's 100% of responses.
Okay, very good.
So,
all right, let's
sing
a poos.
Oh.
That's why Luke is here, guys.
The poo blues.
All right, Luke, you're going to start us off.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're ready, sir, take it away.
Yeah, I got a new pair of jeans. I was looking at it and I didn't want to soil it. So I went to the bathroom, and I went to the toilet. But nothing came out right then. It came out later and I had to wrap it up in tin foil and foil it.
Oh, baby, I got the blues, 'cause I don't know when to poos. Oh, baby, I think I'm gonna quit, 'cause I really don't know when to shit. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, no, seriously, I think I'm... Oh, no.
Oh... While he cleans that up, let's have a slide whistle solo.
Oh, he's not putting that in his mouth.
Oh, it's all over his lips.
We did a show on a Scottish island. We did a show beyond the islands. We bought 7,000 toilets. What the fuck are we gonna do with the toilets?
Well, Luce Bree, I'm having a hard time 'cause of what comes out there. There he is. Yeah, they're not famous anymore, but me and Luke and Alex, we don't care. Because thanks to their failure, the Lil Show is now millionaires. You know we're millionaires. Boopin' and boopin' and boopin'.
It's time for a little something called Newsish. All right, it's time for Newsish, the portion of... Not Poosish, Luke. The portion of the show where new we shit. Find a news story from the week and then we talk about that news story from the week and then we do some improv based on what we talked about, inspired by that news story from the week. And you lucky boys, we have a choice for you. I've got two choices for you.
Cool.
Okay, as usual, the Newsish is forcibly sponsored by The Mirror and in particular their weird news page. It's the easiest source for news that's already funny, giving us less work to do.
Perfect.
When he says The Mirror, it's not a newspaper. He's just looking in a mirror.
Thanks, Luke.
Burn.
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, commonly known as COPD.
No, Mirror. You can't force your adverts on our poor segment.
Wow.
Sorry about that, listener. You've noticed you're using an ad blocker, yet it continues to throw ads in my face. To continue enjoying The Mirror for free, please whitelist us. It's like, well, I've already got the ad blocker, so why would I do anything you're telling me? Are ad blockers illegal?
Don't think so.
No.
They can't be, can they?
No.
Half of the stuff I do on the internet is illegal, but I'm sure that's not one of them.
Can you tell us about one of the illegal things that you do?
Yeah, sure. I train young ISIS fighters.
Yeah? How? Like videos?
I train them in social media marketing.
Okay.
Great.
So I do webinars on how to improve the brand.
Great.
Using such tools as Twitter, Imgur, LinkedIn, Instagram.
Grindr.
It's surprising how many recruits are found on Grindr.
Yeah, yeah, they're keen on there. Mm-hmm. I've heard
they're like sick of bums. How about bombs?
Because they sound similar. Yeah. That makes nice. Perfect sense.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
It's good marketing.
Mm. They go, "Welcome to the gun show." Literally.
I mean, like you're kind of giving the game away. Like, does this make you money? Is this a profit based?
There's a party in my pants, and only Muslims are invited. I'd like to apologize for that. Everyone's invited, of course.
Good.
Especially the gays.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Here are two keywords for you to choose from. Smoking robot or Eva Braun's pants. Ooh, what do you like, Lou Spree?
Tough. I don't... Should we flip a coin?
Yeah, you got a coin?
Yep, I've got one right here.
Heads.
Okay, here goes.
Wait, what? Okay, what does that
gonna
mean?
We're going to flip a coin, so heads, you know, heads is the best.
Okay.
Do you need any more information than that?
I do.
Tails is the worst.
Okay,
fine. There we go, okay, it. Right.
Filled in the blank.
Oh, sorry, you meant like... So I'm catching up. You meant to do with the options.
Yeah.
And so heads will be the best one.
But let's say heads is the smoking robot, because you smoke with your head. And tails as the pants, Eva Braun's pants.
Because that's... Cause,
yes,
yeah,
smart.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. That's good.
Okay.
Eva Braun did have a head.
Though. Oh, damn, that confuses things.
I'm very confused now.
And robots don't... Cause...
Don't smoke?
Yeah.
Mm. Or they're made of metal and wires. They might smoke from the lower parts.
Or being caught out in the rain.
If you made an android, would its head actually be a head? I suppose you would still call it a head, wouldn't you?
What makes a head a head? That's the question, isn't it?
Oh.
Is it because it's got
Does a head need a neck
it?
To be a head? Or does it have the brain? That's what makes it a head.
So wherever the CPU is, wherever the chip is.
Because a guitar has a head.
Yeah, and a pin has a head.
It does. So is it just the bit on the top?
Wait a minute, a coin has got a head.
Whoa. And I'm holding a coin.
We've all right, come
guys,
full circle.
It's time to take a break.
Wow, the coin is circular.
I'm afraid we've run out of time. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Wait, we need to find out why I've got
this
coin.
No, it's too late. News issues cancelled. Just buy yourself something nice during the break. We'll be back in a few minutes with more Lil Show. That's London Improv Live here on K2K Radio. This is That Handsome Devil with Sleep It Off.
Phil.
Martin.
Bottom. Pressed against the ceiling, swaying side to side. Move under or around me, you can't fit into my life. Shoulders bump the building, snap the passersby.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Are you tired of sitting on the toilet waiting for events to take their course?
Am I?
Are you fed up of squeezing your guts just hoping for something to happen?
God, all the time.
Are you totally annoyed by having to get your fingers and sticking them inside of yourself to scrape out compacted feces?
I'm damn well infuriated by it.
Well, be annoyed and tired and stressed out no more, because we've got something for you. It's Poop Vac.
No way!
The only vacuum that will touch directly to Uranus, sucking out all of the terrible things that go on inside of your body.
Wow! Thanks, Poop Vac!
Poop Vac. Batteries sold separately.
You're listening to London Improv Live.
All right, you're listening to The Lil Show. We're back, folks, with Luke Valvona, my co-host.
Hello.
Oh, bloody hell. And Luce Bria here.
Can I just say it's a bit weird that you have an advert for something like that when you said no
I
more
know,
poop
it's,
talk.
I know, it's the poop episode, isn't it?
Poop episode.
It's not the only one.
It's all falling into place. I think it's the fates are trying to show me where my show belongs.
A little show for your weekly toilet humour.
Okay, now it's time for a segment we haven't done in a while. It's time for Luke's song. We want to quickly just record a jingle for this segment. Something like,
why are we recording a jingle for this segment after we've done it several times before and we've run out of my songs now?
Well, you've got a new album coming out, right?
No.
Well, that's what we do here. We're a jingle making machine. One of the things that our show has actually produced that will will last forever is its jingles. It's I'm quite proud of our jingles. I just want a nice little sting from you. I want you to say, "It's time for my song," like that, just like that. And then I'm going to go, "Who are you?" And then you say, "I'm Luke." And then we both go, "It's Luke's song."
And then what do we do?
You guys just sit there.
Okay.
Boom, all right, ready? Boom, ba-da,
boom, boom. It's time for my song.
Who are you?
I'm Luke.
It's Luke's song.
And we just sit here.
Okay. Luke, it's time for your song. Would you like to introduce this song?
Yeah. It's not a funny song. It's a song called Bad Times. It's about the worst of times.
Okay. I hear you,
but you know, not doing very well financially, but still being with your mates and having fun.
Oh, so there's some positivity in there.
Yeah.
Okay. And what we do here, boys, we're going to listen to the song, mm-hmm. and then after the song, we're going to come in with an improv scene. Okay. No talking, just improv dialogue.
Yeah, we'll be silent. Don't worry.
No, we do want talking.
Martin.
Phil.
Okay.
Can I just say before we start, I recorded this song a few years ago and I apologize for the badly synthesized instruments in it.
Ooh.
It's okay, man.
Accepted. Something to look forward to. All right. Here we go, guys. Time for Luke's song. This is Bad Times by Luke Valvona. And your album is called?
That album is called Luke Valvona.
Okay. Look for it on iTunes, right?
No.
Oh, on... It's on Amazon.
Just find me and buy one off me.
Okay.
So, hunt him down.
Yeah. Find him under a bridge somewhere. Wherever there's heroin.
Find me on Tinder.
On Tinder.
Buy an album.
Plenty of fish.
All right. Bad Times by Luke Valvona.
You wouldn't believe me, all the tales I've got to tell. I would have kept in touch, but I've been doing so much, I've been all over the place as well. And now the bank's gone bust and all my money's been lost. Well, I've been having a right old time. Still, I can get to London, we can have some fun, and I can sing a little song of mine. And we're sitting on the river banks of the Thames, singing all our dirty songs. Ooh, singing till the river tide comes back in. Won't be here for very long. Bad times, but we're still laughing. What else can we do? And who cares if we're broke? Life's one big joke. We'll be alright in a year or two. Bad times, but we're still laughing. Gotta keep a happy point of view. There'll be good times still to come for me and you. Drink or two. Well, you know that I'm a man that can't stick to a plan, because they always go wrong when I do. And I'm sitting on my island eating my pie and chips, dreaming of a girl back home. And I've been thinking about tomorrow and all the days that follow it. I think I've figured out where I'm going. And we're sitting on the river banks of the Thames, singing all our dirty songs. Ooh, singing till the river tide comes back in. Won't be here for very long. Bad times, but we're still laughing. What else can you do? And who cares if you're broke? Life's one big joke. We'll be alright in a year or two. Bad times, but we're still laughing. Gotta keep a happy point of view, 'cause there'll be good times still to come for me and you. perhaps one big joke will be alright in a year or two. Bad times, but we're still laughing. Gotta keep a happy point of view, 'cause there'll be good times still to come for me and you.
I just don't know anymore.
I don't know where we go from here.
I sit here and I look at the river, just like flowing and flowing.
I used to love it here, man. This used to be where I found myself, you know, and now I feel like I'm losing myself. Oh God, I feel like I'm losing myself.
I feel like I'm losing myself as well.
No. I feel like I'm... Oh God.
Oh no. Oh no.
Wait, what up, boys? How you doing? Sorry I'm a bit late, guys. How about it, miss anything? Here's some beers, chaps.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah, we're up for another weekend.
Well, yeah.
Having it large in London town. Yeah. Wait, why are you guys not chanting with me? What's going on?
It's just really tough. We're just having a tough time at the moment. I lost my job.
Yeah, I mean, I never had one.
Your money's tight.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. What, you pulling my leg? It's Friday night. We're going to go out, get lashed.
Have a good time.
Have a laugh. The sun's going down. The moon's up. It's a full moon. It's going to be a crazy one, boys.
I don't know, man. I just don't know anymore, you know?
Things are just really bad right now.
Lads. Guys.
I used to be so hopeful.
Oh.
I really did.
Say, you're not gonna fucking bum out my whole weekend, are you?
It's funny you should say that, because mine's just bummed out.
I've just hanging out of my bum as we speak.
What's that?
You don't have any spare pants on you, do you, Talal?
Look around you, boys.
Yeah.
You live in London, right? It's a plethora of activities we could be getting up to. Yeah?
It's a great use of the word plethora.
So many beers to be drunk. So many football matches to be cheered at.
What? Hey.
There it is.
Yeah, so yeah.
What you're saying is it doesn't matter that our anuses no longer work and that I lost my job because my anus didn't work at work and I did poos everywhere.
And you work with children and that's not okay.
Well, not anymore, obviously. You're saying that doesn't matter because it's Friday night.
Put that behind you.
It is behind me.
You're not at work now.
Hey, guys.
Ah, here comes... Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Charles, we're having an epiphany over here. Come and join us.
All right. I was just going to tell you guys about this. There's a new public toilet that's opened.
No way.
Oh my God. Where?
Yeah, just round South Bank.
Oh, literally just over there.
Yeah.
I don't suppose they also give out free underwear there, do they? Because I could really do with some.
It's next door to an underwear boutique.
Fantastic news. But
that's
perfect. I mean, we are impoverished is the only thing. Do they do a kind of like, if I give them my soiled pants, will they take that as payment?
Oh, like a pant exchange.
Like a pant exchange.
Exactly, like a pant exchange.
Is it a pant exchange?
Is it a pant exchange, Charles?
No.
Oh, no, sad again.
But, you know, they're sort of upper middle class types, all that poncy. They like giving to charity and stuff. So if you appeal to their kind nature,
I am a charity case.
Oh, things are looking up.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I feel like singing a dirty song.
You know,
that's what I feel like.
Well, as long as you sort of agree with their liberal policies, I'm sure they'll.
Liberal policies.
Yeah. It's strange. We've become a lot more right wing since our anuses have stopped working. It seems to be a side effect.
That's the thing is like well-off middle-class liberal people don't like giving to poor right-wing people.
Oh.
Because they don't agree with their political point
wait,
of view.
Wait, no, so, Charles, I'm sorry, I've got to stop you. Talal, are you sad as well?
You haven't Shat yourself, haven't
no,
you?
No, I haven't. That's your problem.
It's very much our problem.
Good. You get Charles came and solved all your problems. And you guys are look at you. Look at the smiles on your faces. And I think they Charles didn't solve my problems. My happy-go-lucky attitude is just a front.
Is your problem the fact that they've no longer got problems?
No, I'm not that selfish. I've got problems of my own.
Is your problem what happened to your face?
What has happened to your face, by the way?
Yeah, where have you put it?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, it's just disconcerting. There's noise around. Coming from your neck area.
Well, I was at the London Zoo.
Yeah?
And the gorillas escaped from there and they were on a Rabina rampage.
Sakatumbe.
And Sakatumbe. Sakatumbe! Don't say that.
That's
name.
Inappropriate.
Sock it to me. Sounds
he
like
did. He socked it to me.
Yeah. It was after all of the Robinsons
and
that
I
he drunk, wasn't
problems.
It?
I'm having bad times.
Yeah, it looks like it. We should have mentioned it earlier. Terrible. That is horrific.
Coming hanging out with you guys was the light of my weeks. Every week it would be the joy of my life to come and hang out with you guys and cheer me up.
Yeah, we feel the same.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And now I'm sad.
Oh, how can we cheer you up? How can we... Charles, have you got any ideas about how we could cheer Talal up because he's not got a face because a gorilla stole it?
No, don't worry about me, boys. Look, you go sort out your pants. Go use the public toilet. I'll be fine.
I'll be honest, you've kind of put our problems into perspective.
Yeah. I mean, I no longer mind the fact that it's dribbling down my leg and out into my shoe.
Someone's bum is just as important as their face.
Wait,
I don't know.
I've got a little song, I think. I've got a little song.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe my heart is broken. Maybe my butt doesn't work. Maybe things aren't going so well.
No, they're not.
But at least I've got a face. I love my face. My butt doesn't
Could
work.
Could you imagine not having a face?
I can't even imagine it. It would be rubbish.
Ah, forget face. You guys. I'm going to go find other people who are sad like me. You have fun with your pants and your public toilets.
And then Talal goes off and he walks off in the strop and he's walking through Carnaby Street and he finds a blues bar and he hears the rumbling of blues music and the wailing of cries. And he walks in. Everyone's looking down and beat. And the singer is singing about the most depressing thing he can think of.
I lost my baby to cancer.
I lost my mother also to cancer.
It runs in my family.
But there's one thing that keeps me happy.
I don't actually have cancer.
It's pretty great. And there's one more thing. I got a face.
I've got a face.
I got
and
a
it's cancer free.
It's a cancer free face.
Although my baby is gone.
My mother is gone. But at least I have my face.
And Talal starts crying, and he's on a table full of other guys who are crying. guys.
Oh my god, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey guys, I think I've found my place. You guys all, you've all got faces. What have you got to be sad about?
I only have one nipple.
It's pretty bad.
That's
it makes
bad.
It hard to lactate, which before I was really good at.
Of course, as a young mother, you must be very. One of your boobs must be completely swelled with too much milk, with no outlet.
You would not believe the size of my left hip. Oh. I mean, you would, because you can see
I
it.
I can see. Yeah. What about you? What are you so sad about?
I lost my pelvis.
did they not replace it?
No, they just stuck my legs back on.
How did you lose your pelvis?
Look at me walking now.
He gets up and he's just like wobbling. He looks like one of those things you put on a dashboard of a car, but it's his whole upper half that's bobbing.
It's pretty brutal.
Oh, man. How did you lose your pelvis?
It was...
Is it a gorilla?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was a freak sewing accident.
Oh. What is
it? I don't want to talk about
it. Right, okay. Oh, what are you so sad about?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious.
What?
I mean, look at me. I'm just a head.
Oh.
I'm literally a head on the table. I'm surprised you didn't realize that straight away.
I mean, I thought there was something.
Yeah, well, there could have been something else wrong with you.
Yeah, I thought you just had quite a long beard.
I wish I was just a head if it had a face.
Wait, you've...
I don't have a face.
You don't have a face?
No.
And I'm just a head.
Oh my God, guys.
Maybe we could...
Well, I still have my own mind. I don't want to like be a head and not have a face. If you're thinking about doing a head transplant,
I am.
No, that's not going to happen.
It's like you read my mind.
You could just buy a really big anorak.
What?
And go round as a team.
We could share a face
with two heads.
Yeah, just like you get some shoulder pads that go like right up to the top of your head.
This sounds like a perfect plan.
We cut to 6 months later, and there's this guy walking around. He's got two heads.
Hey, ladies, how you doing?
Hi. Hey,
Johnny Two Heads.
Yeah, and I'm Mickey Two Heads.
Are they both your heads?
Yes. Yeah. We have one buddy, two heads, baby. Imagine what we could do with that. And me also.
But also again me.
But me too.
I don't really see how that would benefit me in a sexual situation.
You got two. Okay. There's little kids around. Let's not.
I don't want to be too graphic, but one of us could lick your vagina.
And the other one licks your bum bum.
Meanwhile, in the public toilet.
And the guys who haven't got control of their bums are having a little party in there.
This is what it's come to, right? This is the only place for us to party.
There's two toilets in there facing each other. And there's somehow a captive audience in there jamming along.
Yeah! Poop again, boys!
Mine is... I think it's working!
Finally!
Our dreams are coming true!
Here comes a big one. I can feel it coming. Loose, free.
Did you see the subtle change in his aura?
Look at me now, Ma.
We see like an aerial view of the public toilet, and then everything starts to move in really fast motion, like the beginning of Silicon Valley, and like everything's going really fast, and you see these construction workers come in and expand the public toilet, and then it becomes a bit bigger, and then these cranes come in and put another floor on it, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then there's a big sign on it that says loose bree, loose breeze, loose bowels, and then it gets bigger and bigger, and then there's like
four floors of stalls,
and then there's just like people queuing up for hours to go and catch the show that is Loose Breeze prime time poop time. And then we cut to the opening of their show. The curtains come open. Whoosh.
Oh no, guys, stop, guys. You're too kind.
I'm the only one clapping for some reason.
There it is.
It's weird that there's thousands of you and there's only two people clapping, but you know what, guys? We've got a show for you today.
Woo!
Have we ever? I've eaten nothing but lentils for a week.
Oh. And I've eaten nothing but red meat for the last 3 years. It's actually nothing to do with the show. It's just my diet. But it's pretty great. Get ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, give us a moment as we remove trow.
Do-do-dum. Do-dum-dum.
Okay. Now. Oh, the porcelain is cold, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you ready? Martin, are you ready?
Just look at my aura, Phil. I'm obviously ready.
You are rusty as a nail that has been left out in the rain for many a year.
Dank.
Mm.
We cut to the back of the audience. There's a two-headed man sitting at the back of the audience. Hey, Mickey.
Yeah?
Those guys used to be my friends.
Don't be silly. You don't have any friends, or nor have you ever had any.
Well, you remember that night I met you at the blues bar?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was like, that same night I left those two as they were on their way to this. Remember when this public toilet was like a normal size public toilet?
When it used to have the underpants emporium.
Yeah,
the
right next
class,
door.
Right,
yeah,
next
before
door.
They,
yeah,
the
yeah,
public
yeah.
toilet bought out the underpants emporium.
Yeah, I remember that. I campaigned heavily.
They sell underpants.
Do you remember the flyers that I made?
Save the underpants emporium.
Save the
I was there. We've shared a body.
Yeah. We did many a photocopying job together.
I know. Yeah, I was there.
It's a bonding time.
Yeah, I know. You used to use my.
I don't know why I'm reminding you of
you
things.
Used to use my one eyelid as to lick to lick the envelope because it was. I was constantly crying. Remember?
I remember it well.
Yeah.
I remember it well.
Yeah. Well, I'm the one who sent these guys off to this public toilet, and I feel like they owe me. You know?
Yeah.
Like, look at us, we're homeless.
Yeah.
We had to steal this ticket for this show. It's a good thing we've saved money, a lot of money being two heads on one person.
It really is. Everything you buy is buy one.
Buy for one person.
For one person.
You don't even need to eat.
Not buy one, get one free. I was about to say that, but that's
not even that.
Half price.
Just buy one.
Half price.
Shh. Oh, sorry.
Oh, excuse me. Like you know.
And then suddenly Phil and Martin notice people talking at the back.
Hey.
I'm sorry, but this actually requires steely focus.
We're making art here. Wait, is that a man with two heads sharing one face?
Oh, yes, it is, Phil.
Some kind of freak show.
Yes, we're trying
to do shit here.
Remember me?
And I take the anorak off.
Nope.
What do you mean no?
Nope.
What do you mean, no?
He doesn't have any facial features that I would recognize.
Also, why did you just take your anorak off? You've got nothing underneath. What is your deal, sir?
That is appalling. I mean, we're not wearing trousers, but for very good reason.
Guys, it's me!
Kick
Talal!
Them out!
Kick them out!
Oh, wait, no, wait. Talal?
Yeah, remember me, the faceless. I got my face got ripped off by a monkey. I share my body with Mickey now.
Akutumbe!
Yeah.
Because we bought a car off you, didn't we?
You what?
Sorry, no, I'm thinking of someone else. Sorry.
You're not the guy that sold us the Astra.
No, I was your friend. We went to school together.
Who sold us the Astra?
No, that was Rog.
Oh,
do you remember?
Yeah. Do you remember?
I remember Rog. What a guy! Because he, hello, my name's Rog.
My name's Rog.
Guys, it's me, Rog.
And they invite Rog on stage.
That face, anyway.
Rog is on stage, and they close off the show by both of them pooping on Rog, and Rog gets a standing ovation, and he becomes part of Lucy. Spree, and we fade to black, and then we after the credits we see Talal and Mickey under a bridge doing heroin, and Mickey,
yeah,
I think this is gonna be the last hit we ever take.
Okay, well, Talal, do you want to do something?
Not really.
You know how half of the mouth is mine?
Yeah.
But the other half of the mouth is yours.
Of course.
Do you want to suck me off?
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was Luke's song. Okay, we've barely got time, but we've got to do this last segment. We've got to do this last segment before we go. This is... a little something. Well, yeah, we should, but we don't have time to do it justice.
I think you should argue with yourself for the next 10 minutes.
We don't have time
minutes.
To do it justice. Now, I'm going to save this for next week. All right.
Oh, no.
We're not doing this one. We haven't got time, guys.
Aww.
It's 7:45. You're listening to K2K Radio. This is The Lil Show with your host, me, Talal Karkouti. And Lou Spree here. Luke Vavona is my co-host.
Hello.
As always.
Phil.
Martin.
We want to do something for the last segment. We've got time for one more segment, and let's do... Ah, okay.
Can I just say I feel much better? Is that
okay? I feel great.
Have we cheered you up?
Really?
Yeah.
You have?
Aww.
Yeah, and
worked
I
worked through some things.
Yeah, and you know what? At first I was, like, really, really angry at you guys,
But now, actually thinking about it, I'm really pleased for your success.
Yeah, well done, guys. Yeah.
Oh, because we made millions off of your failure.
Wait
a minute. So, Al, have you seen this? Like,
what?
Because of the huge rise in public toilets, the share prices have dropped.
Oh, no, you're kidding. You're kidding. You're kidding. You're kidding. No, no, no. No, no, no. You're kidding. You're kidding me. No way. Oh, it's true. Oh, I'm a touch shank. And Ideal Standard have gone out of business.
We've lost it all.
It's like their shares have been shanked.
We've lost it all, Talal.
No, Luke.
All that 20 quid.
They've gone. And Alex's tenner.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, we're not millionaires anymore.
Armitage to arbitrage. I think that's a word.
Seems like we truly have helped Loose Spree get back on their feet.
I feel fucking great now. I don't know how you feel.
Tip top. Well, sorry, before I started, you were saying.
Well, yeah. So what was that?
I guess I was always used to being poor. It was nice while it lasted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Although we never took the cash out of our stocks.
You haven't bought anything really expensive that you're going to have to maintain now, like large houses or cars or.
Me and Luke bought that really expensive anorak for that scene we just did.
Wow, you bought that for the audio scene.
For a radio, for a podcast.
Yeah, we always do costumes on the little show.
So you'd planned that? I thought that felt improvised to me.
But was that Luke. Well, we've been at rehearsals, right, guys?
Oh,
yeah, Martin, you haven't. Yeah, I thought you were just busy at work. Yeah, that was your excuse.
I thought you were reading scenes with Talal. Talal, was he not reading scenes with you?
No, you said you would go home and practice the scenes with him when you're at home.
Yeah.
And all the money we spent on prosthetics.
You've got
no idea how much it costs to create a costume for a man with no pelvis.
Or no face.
Yeah, and the entire gorilla suit, which was there just for inspiration.
Yeah, we never even got to that flashback. Let's just do that flashback just to make it worth the money. Let's just do that flashback real quick at the London Zoo.
Oh, look, a gorilla.
Mummy, that gorilla's scaring me. He's drinking Ribena.
Stay away from me. No!
Okay, let's do our last segment. It's something called Movies, Movies, Movies.
You sing with me, kid, and I'll make you a star.
Martin.
That's Phil. That's right. It's time for Movies, 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 a portion of the show where we get a movie suggestion from 12 Days of Movies on Twitter. Follow at 12 Days of Movies for all your movie news, movie trivia, movie updates, movie jokes, movie memes. He's got it all for you, baby.
Movie movies?
Movie movies. I was very glad to hear that he isn't a Trump supporter. He said his wife would kill him if he voted for Trump. We are recording this pre-election, US election.
Mm-hmm.
He does get the idea that ballots are secret, right?
Yeah. By the time you're listening to this, it would have happened. The election would have happened.
Yeah.
So that's why we're not being extremely topical. Probably 4 weeks from now, when everyone's forgotten about it, we'll be having an
imagine if
election
this is the
reaction.
Last surviving sort of remnant of
I know.
Society.
I know.
Wow. Guys talking about poop for like 2 hours.
Don't remind me.
Aliens are going to be like, "What are you doing, guys?" That's...
I'm going to have to edit so much out of this.
Yeah. I think they'll be into this. The Martians.
You reckon?
Yeah, I'm convinced.
Because you know we gave them a nod with our toilets on their planet.
So. Every week I send 12 Days of Movies a hashtag. He sends me movie suggestions based on the hashtag. Excuse me. And this week the hashtag was hashtag Loose Brilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the third time Loose Brie have been on the show. Thank you, by the way. It's always an honor having you here.
Martin.
Honor? No. Phil. I meant a thing that happens. I want for you to pick A, B, or C, please.
Ooh.
Should we flip a coin?
Yeah, let's flip a coin.
Oh. Flip a coin. Wow, that's an amazing three-headed coin.
I know, right?
Well, you've got heads, tails, what's the third one?
But it's only 2D still, but yeah.
So the rim is a third size?
Yes. Heads, tails, and abs, I believe.
No, butts. Butts.
No buts.
No ifs, no buts. No education cuts. No ifs, guys. No buts.
No education cuts. No ifs.
What?
No buts.
No what?
No education cuts.
Ring a bell.
No ifs.
No what?
No buts.
No what?
No education cuts.
One more.
No ifs.
What? What?
No buts.
No what?
No education cuts.
Okay.
So anyway, we've got this three-sided coin. Yeah. It's only got two sides, but there's
three. There's ifs, buts, and education cuts are the three.
Actually, you know what? I like A.
A what?
First one.
A, B.
The second one.
To be what?
I would like to be a person who chooses C.
Wait, what are we seeing?
We're going to see if we choose B or A.
Okay, cool. Which are we going to choose? Or C.
Maybe we should flip a coin. I don't know.
Guys! Just pick one! Just pick one!
All right. On three, we're going to say at the same time.
No, no, no,
it's the same one.
It's not three, it's A, B, or C.
Okay. On three, we're going to say a letter.
Three.
D.
Three D.
There's no D.
There's no D.
There's some D right. No, no, no.
Anyway,
no,
get the no, D no. later. So one, two, three.
E.
You both chose E.
So can we pick E?
E?
Yeah,
this is so painful.
Oh my god.
No. One, two, three, A.
F.
It's cool. I said A. I said A.
We're going with A.
Yeah, we're going with A.
All right, we're going to do something a little different. I'm just going to play the trailer
for
it. Okay.
Trailers perfect for radio.
Yes, we'll listen to the trailer, and I want
with audio description.
No, it's not. No. Well, yeah, if one of you wants to describe it, it depends how much talking is in the trailer. We'll all watch the trailer, and then when we come back from the trailer, I'll do some soundtrack music, and we'll start the film. Okay.
Oh, stop! Gonna, my mum will shoot. This is a great.
We're going to act out the film. The film is Hellraiser 3.
Oh, sorry, I misread.
Okay, Hellraiser 3. 12 Days of Movies picked the third of trilogies.
Because we've been on here three times.
And I've lost all. I don't care about this anymore.
No, tell
I've lost
no,
all interest.
You can do it. You can do it. We've got a good broken 8 minutes to get through it.
Tell out.
To allow. No education cuts.
To allow.
No education cuts.
What? To allow.
No education cuts.
Okay.
So this is the trailer for Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth.
Hellraiser 1. Clive Barker showed you his vision of a private hell. In Hellraiser 2, he took you on a journey inside the inferno.
It's good that they're recapping.
Now, the terror returns in mankind's final confrontation with evil.
Oh, that's a cute little bunny.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And this time...
Whoa. What's he doing to the bunny?
It's going to be...
Put it down!
Don't put it there!
Put it...
Why is it...
Guys, it's not real.
Oh, God.
Great club. Is that Kiss? I really love it here. It's a great club.
Not quite.
Oh,
classic. Zing.
Oh, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Oh, but it turns out it is Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's what the medals of the head were about. Right.
Just give me the box. Ready for your close-up?
Just, it's really good for radio.
Really, really good. How is this for you, listener?
Whoa! Ah.
We're going to hell, ladies first.
Oh, wow. Wow. Nice bit of chauvinism and chromium for goodness.
It's so good to be back. Clive Barker presents Hellraiser 3. Hell on Earth.
How is that for you, listener? If you respond by just shouting into your headphones now.
Thank you.
Good.
Glad you liked it.
What if they were listening on speakers?
They can still go and get their headphones.
So that's all you've got, guys, to inspire your recreation of the movie Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth. It was obviously Pinhead was there. There was a box.
A rabbit.
Some sex going on. There was a rabbit. Faces melting.
Jesus was there. Wasn't
Jesus was or
yeah,
wasn't there.
Jesus was there.
Hanging out, as he does. Literally.
There's a good. There's a couple of good, good lines. Yeah, okay, right. I got it. Yeah. Oh, man, if I don't get through this door, I'm going to be so late for work.
Oh, no, I don't get through doors. Oh, God, that's some damn difficult thing to do.
I just got to get through this door. It's just in front of me. But we're all going for the door at the same time.
Well, get out of the way, man. I'm trying to get through the door.
Well, perhaps if you weren't so beast.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man, what's up with that big belly of yours anyway?
I'm just trying to get through a door.
I don't think you're gonna fit through the door looking like that.
I'm trying to get through now too.
Oh wait, now there's this guy with pins in his head. He looks like he's got something to say and he's trying to push past us, but then he's not and he's just stopped. And he stopped to one side. What's he gonna say?
Are you gentlemen trying to get through a door?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I know all. I'm Jesus.
Jesus Christ!
Oh,
it's Jesus Christ!
Jesus.
Do you want to know the secret to getting through this door?
Do I ever?
What?
Absolutely.
That's literally what
we're talking about.
I was just wondering, right, with all those pins, how many heads do you have? Well... Because do you count all the pinheads?
It's a good question.
Yeah, too right. I was wondering the same thing.
That is a phenomenal question.
Are they all holding your face on?
Yeah, what happens if you pull the pins out?
Did you lose your face and then you just pin it back on?
Hey, I've got a hammer right here. We can claw those out right now if you want, so.
Oh, we could nail them in to keep them from falling off again.
Yeah, I don't know why you've only half hammered them in, sir. It don't look so good.
You think I did this?
I don't mean to bother anyone.
What you want?
But I seem to have misplaced my skin.
I did wonder why your organs were all hanging out all over the place.
This is the key of the hell door.
I prefer Barbara, actually.
She is in perpetual agony, for I flayed her.
Ow. So is, in fact, the skin that you have hammered out of your own face, good sir? Is that Barbara's skin?
What do you think these pins are for?
Wait, I'm all confused here. Can we have a little recap of like what happened in the previous two movies?
God damn it, I need to get through this door!
Well, I can't get through the door!
In Hellraiser 1, we built the door. In Hellraiser 2, we opened the door.
But in the ending of that
film, to get through door!
We locked the damn door.
Oh, that's why it's closed and locked.
Well, we seem to come to the question of the day. How do we get through the door?
But I thought you just said to do well to get through the damn door.
If you weren't pushing so hard, perhaps if you weren't so obese.
I really don't mean to be a bother, but again, no skin over here.
Look, Barbara, we know you ain't got no skin, goddammit! We got mouth pressing issues right here, we all like for work.
Yeah, we gotta get through this goddamn door!
Shut your mouth, Barbara!
Be nice to the key to the door of hell.
Again, Barbara. I prefer Barbara.
So what, are we supposed to, like, shove her into the door?
Have you ever heard the phrase, ladies first?
No!
Well, chivalry surely is dead where are from.
Why are you talking about this code of conduct for knights?
What the? Why are you talking about the Middle Ages, motherfucker?
It's battlefield etiquette.
The Middle Ages exist in perpetual motion in hell.
Well, I was pretty sure we were on planet Earth just a minute ago.
Excuse me, I really don't mean to be a bother.
What is it, Barbara?
I'm usually very into equality, but right now I would like to go first.
Whoever,
God damn it!
Whoever goes through the door shall find themselves in the place they most deserve to be.
Well, I don't want Barbara getting there before me. I deserve to be there most of all.
No,
you can't.
You've been getting me now.
You can't pass.
I was here.
You can't pass through the door unless you let the lady go first.
God damn it! No.
It's confusing.
This is an old movie. So?
No, well.
Who would like to be chivalrous first?
No! God damn it, no!
Well, if you're not gonna be, I'm definitely not gonna be.
Fuck you, Barbara!
Really don't mean to just carry on saying the same thing over and over again.
Well, then, goddamn, stop it!
Just go wrap yourself in some cling film, why don't you?
Yeah, Jesus Christ, clean up that mess you made!
Keep those lungs in.
Now, intestines are literally going on for miles and miles. I'm sick of it.
I'm awfully sorry.
You're literally hanging out your ass right now.
Let me, Pinhead, played by George Takei, show you how it's done.
What a weird bit of metafiction in the middle of this film for the actor
Creed
himself.
After you.
Thank you.
And then she walks in straight into a room full of salt.
Shut. And now I may enter.
And then a Pinhead opens the door and walks in to the Pant Underpants Emporium.
Hello, welcome to the Underpants Emporium. What can I do for you today?
Before we do serve you...
Oh, before we do, of course, before
sorry,
we
yes,
do.
Sorry, just one thing. What is your political affiliation?
I'm with her.
Oh, do come in. Yes, what would you like, sir? Of course.
We have a full range of Underpants.
I'm looking for Silk Hawaiian.
Silk Hawaiian.
Silk Hawaiian. Do we have Silk Hawaiian?
Do we ever?
Oh, we do.
We do. Yes. How many buttons would you like? We have
can
one.
Can we come back to
buttons,
the door?
Right, it's my turn to go through. I'm going through. I've not even been in the queue. I'm a new guy. Let me through.
Who the hell is this guy?
I'm from Beverly Hills, Cat. Let me through.
And like magic, Barbara appears.
Hey, Barbara.
Ow, ow, ow.
What the hell happened to you?
So.
What?
I said so.
So. That must have hurt quite a bit.
Yeah, it did.
Sucks to be you, Barbara.
Ow, don't poke me.
I'm sorry, but you're in my way trying to get through the damn door.
Perhaps,
if you wrapped yourself in cling film, it wouldn't hurt so bad.
Oh, what do you like, sell cling film or something?
As it happens, yes, we do. That's why we're trying to get to work to the cling film.
We're going to a conference on cling film.
Cling film conference.
Puff. I see you guys still haven't figured it out.
No, what's going on?
Pinhead is there and he's got a nice pair of silky pants with a Hawaiian pattern on.
Those pants look goddamn gorgeous.
When can I get me some pants like that?
Well, if you'll just follow the instructions, maybe the store will lead you to where you deserve to
I can't take it anymore. I'm going through that door.
Get out of my way. Oh, my God, he's gone.
Through the door.
And he... The door opens to the surface of the sun and he disintegrates.
Ha!
No!
Wait a minute. I think there is something to do with this door and where it leads. And I think it's got something to do with how we've been behaving in this queue.
Oh, God damn it! Stop talking! Let me do the goddamn door!
No, I think he's right. He's right. He's got some points that he's making. They're good points. I like them.
Shut the goddamn up, W.L. Scott, man. I'm going to the doctor.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no, don't go through that door.
I'm in.
And he walks in and he's in a Trump rally.
Hell yeah!
Oh.
I'm going to turn my goddamn life.
I didn't expect him to enjoy that one.
Well, hello, the Trump ralliers. We are from the Underpants Emporium. We've got a special message for you guys, haven't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. The important message is no underpants for you.
No, you cannot have these pants.
Excuse me, underpants, guys. I'm a liberal, of course.
What are you doing here?
Well, I'd like to buy some underpants from you.
But you're at a Trump rally.
What the hell's going on? What are these liberals out here in Trump rally?
Yeah, it don't make no sense. Are they trying to make underpants great again?
Locker up!
I came to protest, but I heard you guys would be here.
Tie that mother liberal up!
Hold on. Of course. What would you like to buy?
I would like some underpants that say, make America great again.
Is he doing it ironically? I think he's trying to make a statement about our rally.
He's going to poop on our slogan. Hey, he's going to just poo it. Hey, don't you dare poop on my slogan, baby.
Well, of course you can have those underpants. Here you go, sir.
Oh, thank you.
I was a Trump supporter all along.
We're being taken back to hell where we came from.
He strips his clothes off, puts the pants on his head and starts running around. And then Donald Trump sees him in the audience and goes,
now there is a good supporter. That's what I'm talking about. Why can't you all be more like him?
Hey, shut up. We're trying our best. God damn it. Boo! I'm voting Hillary!
And hell on earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Listney, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I certainly have. And if you're a new listener, it's not always poop related. Just happened to be on our minds this week. Loose Bree.
Phil.
Martin.
Would you like to promote anything?
We would.
Yeah, absolutely, because we want our Powers of Fame back, so we need people to come to our next show.
Yes.
Okay, where can people find out about your shows?
Like us on the Facebook at we're Loose Bree. Twitter.
Or follow us on Twitter.
At
Loose underscore Bree.
Yes. And or just come on the 10th of December to the Kirtland Centre in Mile End, where you'll see great comedians like Joseph Morpurgo, Michael Brunstrom and others.
Absolutely, yes.
And if you come, it's for MenCap. They're a really great charity. But push that to one side for a second. If you come, maybe we'll poop regularly again in the normal way.
And you'll be able to sit on a comfy toilet.
Let's make Loose Bree famous again. That's your mission, Dr. Listney. Thank you very much for coming, boys. That was
always a pleasure.
That
Love
was
it.
An experience.
Martin.
Phil.
And Luke, any last words before we go?
No.
All right. All right, guys. That's it. That's another show. What have we learned? Don't rely.
Believe in yourself and you can go to the moon.
This is my closing.
Sorry.
Bit.
Just poo it.
Sounded like a question.
Just poo it, ladies and gents. Love each other. Be cool. And take care of yourselves. All the best. Little Martin. Show out. Peace. I need to be free. I need to feel so good, so bad. I need to believe. Say, oh, I ain't working no more. Oh, come on now. I wanna sleep all day. And the song goes, oh, we can't take it no more. Ooh, don't worry about it, man. There's pills for everything. You're listening to K2K Radio. Hi,
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.